How long did you continue in your editor's position with this newspaper?
Well, the newspaper merged with the Hokubei Asahi at that time, well, which was strongly pro-JCL. And the merged paper was known as the New World Sun. I remained with that until mid-January of 1936, and then I quit. Well, the reason I quit, and I think you should ask the question, why did I quit? There was a reason. And that is that in the New Year's edition, a op-ed letter appeared in the paper. In which it criticized the newspaper because of my performance or whatever, my editorship on the paper. Then about the middle of January, we received a letter from Stockton by a fellow named Okamoto. Now this original criticism letter was signed by a fellow named Okamoto, Tom Okamoto, Stockton. But there was an actual Tom Okamoto living in Stockton. And he complained that all his friends were ostracizing him because of this criticism letter. And for one thing, Stockton area was you could say, fairly pro myself. So that naturally this criticism hurt this one fellow. So he wrote in and asked for an apology from the newspaper and asked that they state that he did not write that letter. As a result of which we concluded that this was a manufactured letter. And the editors, the Japanese editors, editorial board, which had combined with the Hokubei editorial board, I went to the New World Daily editorial staff, and they suggested that I talk to the publisher, that the publisher was a fair man, and he would do the right thing. The publisher was a former publisher of the New World Daily. So I met with him at his apartment, and he listened to my story, you know. And when I had finished, he didn't say anything for a while, and then he told me, why don't you sue the paper? That's his paper. He said, why don't you sue? In other words, he was going to condone this practice. I was so disgusted, I went back to the editors of the New World Daily and told them that as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to work for a publisher of this sort. So I quit. And they promised that they would call a staff meeting, a full staff meeting, and thrash the issue out. And I was in Seattle at the time, and 2 weeks later, they surely called a staff meeting. And it was a humdinger. The report was a humdinger. You could ask Howard Yamazaki, who's in this city. The English editorial staff was completely, more or less completely changed. In other words, Howard was demoted. He continued on for about a year or so, and then he left. when he left, not a single member of the original staff remained. They all left, or fired, or something.